grown man business. Grown man business. Grown man business.
Okay, we're doing it. What up? What up? This is Tone Crusher Smith. Say your name.
Oh, I do my own.
Who do I look like? Mr. Belvedere?
And Fingers.
And this is another edition of Grown Man Business.
Grown Man Business.
I know. And so it's been about a couple weeks since last time we came out here, and it was a good time. Sorry, couldn't get the Hater Dave in time, and Tiki D's obviously on his day job, so we couldn't get him either. But we got my number two.
Number two.
And last week we talked about a lot of cool stuff, but this week we're going to talk about our top five women that we would have on our list.
Yeah, it's a couples phenomenon, I think you could call it.
Yeah.
The top five.
Yeah, everybody had that. It was on Friends. I remember Friends, Monica and Monica and what's that? The goofy one that's always...
Ross,
yeah. Monica and Ross's parents had a list.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
I've seen other movies where people had lists, and I realized I do not have a list. So we're gonna attempt to come up with some lists. Well,
it's an interesting. I think it's an interesting concept because it's the five people you could, if you met and had the chance to sleep with, you're apparently supposed to be able to sleep with them, and your spouse or significant other can't get mad at you.
Yeah. And at all.
I know a lot of people shoot for the moon, but if you were a betting man, you just shoot for some B-list actor that you might actually run into, because. Yeah.
All right, now what's B-lister? What define a B-lister?
I don't know. Like you can't put like Jennifer Aniston on there, okay. Cuz you're never going to meet Jennifer Aniston, nor True. Is she going to sleep with you. So True. Like you're just letting yourself down.
So somebody like, let's say, who would try to be a B-lister? Let's say one of them Kardashian bitches.
Yeah, they're not really B-list? A celebrity, but they're famous, so they count.
Okay, so they're a B-list.
And you could probably go to some club in Miami, and you could meet one. And she would probably be wasted, and you could maybe get her in the sec.
What about, what is that girl, Snooki? What is she?
Who's Snooki? Who's
Snooki? That bitch from Jersey Shore, that nasty bitch.
Oh, I don't know Jersey Shore.
Nasty ass. Well, Google that shit, man, it's nasty.
Snoochie?
Snooki.
Snooki.
Smelled, smelled just like it's spelled.
That's
exactly. Smells just like it's spelled. Yeah. You know, it's Snooki.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she would be B-list then too. If she's on reality TV, you are B-list. I'm sorry, you're not an actual
automatic
celebrity.
Automatic B-lister. Yeah. Okay.
You're not talented and you didn't do anything, so you're
That's
not
a B-list.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so back to what you're saying. Why people always shooting for the moon?
Well, yeah. So yeah, like, you know, I put like Gwen Stefani on my top five, but like. No way in hell am I going to ever see Gwen Stefani or meet her and be in a situation where I could meet her, possibly get to know her, and possibly get her to take me to the set. So, like, well, sure, she's on the list, but...
But, it could happen.
I guess.
You know?
Yes, I mean, the probabilities are always one in a million, but,
yeah,
hey,
you know.
Saying, to quote Roy Christmas... So you're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. There's always a chance somewhere. There's enough Smirnoff in this planet to make that happen. Okay. So I'll lead off with my first one.
Okay.
In no particular order. We're talking about this.
Right.
A little
doesn't
bit
outside, have to be. Doesn't have to be in order. It's not like it's just five people that if you did get the opportunity.
Yeah. So don't make this. So if you're making a list, don't think it's like okay, you have to fuck these other three to get to that two.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not an order.
You have to, it's in, not in any order as you meet them.
And you know what? If anybody's listening out there, backgroundnoisecrew@gmail.com, if you have actually got someone on your top five and actually succeeded, we want to know about it.
Yeah, I would definitely. I
want to know about it.
I will read that on our podcast, definitely.
Yeah. So,
matter of fact, if there's anything you want to write to us. Do it at backgroundnoisecrew@gmail.com because I'm anxious to see what kind of mail we can get.
But yeah.
Okay, so I will start. We'll talk a little bit outside, and she will always be on, forever be on my top five. Eva Mendez. Man.
She's good looking, I will not lie.
She is very pretty.
I will not lie.
Very pretty.
Let's see. I have talked about a list with my girl... On a few occasions.
Really?
I put...
How'd that come up?
She's got one.
She's got one?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have one, but she's got one.
Yeah.
Look at a sucker for love. Maybe I can't imagine sleeping nobody but you. I ain't even gonna make no list. That's how much I love you.
It's not that I can't make the list. It's just I don't want to short my chances, you know? There's a million people. Like, what if I meet somebody and we hit it off and she's not on my list? And then I'll be pissed.
Well, you can always edit.
Oh, you can edit.
You can always edit the list.
You can always edit.
You know what I'm saying?
But I always put, I like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Some
really?
Yeah.
Okay, now Entrapment, Catherine Zeta-Jones was fine. Entrapment. But when she dropped them kids by ugly, big-head-ass Michael Douglas, her body looked different.
I believe it.
She looked different now.
I believe
she don't
it.
Even look right. I don't even know who the fuck she is. Like, seeing that fucking Nextel commercial, whatever she's in. I'm like, ugh, that can't be Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I still...
Can't believe I jerked off to this.
I still think she's hot.
You think so? Okay,
yeah.
I'll give it to you. She's still pretty, but, you know, she ain't Entrapment hot.
She ain't Entrapment hot.
No. She was bending on that time there. Anyway. Okay, number two. I'm going to have to give it up to Halle Berry.
Cliche.
I know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, Halle Berry's on millions of people's lists.
Well, yeah, and let's remind ourselves, you don't have to be personally involved with them because she's a crazy-ass broad.
She's very
crazy. So, that's okay.
She's very crazy. She got problems.
Acceptable. Acceptable.
Okay,
I'll go. I used her as an example, but I think Gwen Stefani's hot. And it could be a musician thing.
Yeah.
Because in reality, she's not smoking, but she just got some personality. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. She'd be on it.
I give it to you. I let that ride. I ain't got nothing to say about it. Beyonce. Body like Complicow.
Click.
I know, and like, honestly, I know I'm black and everything, but I don't really fuck with a lot of black girls. Not out of because...
Oh, so you're on some John Mayer shit now?
No, I'm not saying it's not because that I'm prejudiced or I have a bias against black people. Because, man, it's almost... I mean... I don't even know what to say this.
I don't know. Get the podium out.
I know, right?
Be hating your own people.
No, it ain't that, but man, like, I don't know. It make you think about your own relatives a little bit. You don't feel that when you fucking a white girl or nothing like that? You're like, oh, this could be my cousin. You don't think nothing like that?
No, I never actually thought about it like that, but now that you said it.
About that.
But
if she black, you know damn well that ain't your cousin. Not by blood.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of your forefathers might have done something.
But can't white people have a black baby? Like, the chances are, like, through the floor. Like, it's not really probable, but...
Not probable what?
Can't white people have a black baby? Like,
No, you can't do that.
Like a mutation even? Or like just the chromosome?
It's not allowed.
Not allowed.
That was an Emancipation Proclamation. No black white people can have black babies.
Isn't it possible though, genetically?
No.
Really?
No, it's not. If it is, I'm sure there's one out there somewhere.
Well, black people can have white babies.
Yeah, albinos, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I've never seen...
Yeah.
The opposite.
I guess it's true. Yeah. Well, anyway.
I digress, yeah.
I digress, yes.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Ooh, I just thought of one.
Yeah, I'm working here. Boy, I think this is a problem. I don't know a lot of celebrity women.
That girl from that movie.
That girl.
That one
that
time.
Movie. That girl from that movie. It's a hot girl from a movie.
Maybe this is a jogging memory. Right?
Megan Fox.
Oh, good one. But she got a fucked up thumb.
Yeah. Oh, she does?
You seen that shit?
No, and she's a terrible actress.
She got a thumb that looked like she'd been banging hammers for all her life and shit and missing.
Oh, there it is again. That's that same thumb.
I'm going to acting. Fuck
that
this.
Same thumb. Yeah, again, it's not a personality thing because she's...
No, she's smoking.
She's a terrible actress and...
She's smoking, yeah.
But yeah, she's good to look at.
Yeah, you don't fuck her acting chops.
This is true. This is true.
All right, my next one is that. I don't know her name, but she's the girl in Heroes with the blonde hair.
The TV show Heroes?
Yeah, with the blonde hair and...
the cheerleader?
No, fuck that big-headed girl.
No. I don't know the show. This is kind of bad.
Twice as big as normal.
This is bad. I'm not...
No, she's the one, man. She's the skinny chick, man. Got long blonde hair. She was in that movie with Beyonce, Obsessed. Yeah, look her up.
Mia Farrow. No, I don't know.
Hell no. Who the fuck is Mia Farrow? That don't even sound...
I don't know.
Kosher.
Heroes.
That's not how you spell heroes, man. What's wrong with you? There's an E in it. For the record, he spelled heroes H-E-R-O-S.
Silence, everybody.
And everybody know heroes has an E on it. What is that girl's name?
Cast, right?
Yeah, hold on. During period in the fifth episode, definitely hold on. She got blonde hair. I'll never know her name. Yeah, she was hot, right there. All right. Well, fuck
Tawny
it.
Cypress?
That might be her. That might be her. Was she in Obsessed?
I don't know.
Look up that movie, Obsessed.
Okay.
See, this is where the fucking podcast gets a little bullshittery. Yeah, that's one.
Allie Lauder?
That might be her. That girl right there.
Allie Lauder.
Her. Ooh, that's a bad picture.
Is it? Ooh. You want a second? You want to take that back?
Nope.
No, okay.
She's still hot.
Okay, so the name is Allie Larder.
Larder.
Okay.
And that's a bad picture. That almost made me resent my shit. But,
yeah.
But I'm going to stay true to it. She's hot. Body like kapow.
Kapow, pow, pow. Let's go. I'm going to get...
How many is that for me?
Imaginary. Pam Beasley.
Really? She is hot, though. If you see her, like, without all that office bullshit on, yeah, she's hot. In that movie, Blades of Glory. Yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
I don't need to say that. She did. And I look like Jim Halpert, so it would just work.
Instinctively work out.
Yeah. She would see me and just know what to do.
Yeah, she'd know what to do. I'm Jim. That'd be awesome, too. And y'all could act out the office at home. That'd be sweet. Role playing and shit. That'd never get old. Have a whole cubicle set up in the living room.
And nice. Then all it would take is Steve Carell to walk in, and the party would be over.
Yeah, see, that would be me. I can steer dress up like Steve Carell and fuck it up, and then y'all had to go in the bedroom to get away from me and shit.
Yep.
And then I'll just, like, tiptoe out.
You'd still be trying to get in the plans, though.
Yeah, I'd be knocking on the door.
Yep.
What are you guys doing?
All right, so that's three. This is your fourth, right?
This is my fourth.
Boy, this is hard work, people.
I could have sworn. Shakira.
Shakira. Yeah.
Can't much care for a voice, but yeah,
I'll give it to you.
Her body is smoking.
She's pretty hot. Sometimes I see her, I'm like, what are you doing?
Really?
Just whoa.
Every day and twice on Sunday. Guarantee you. Won't get old.
Fair enough. Let's see here. Can I get obscure? I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody else.
I don't know. There's a lot of
Emily Haynes from Metric.
Metric? What's that?
Band.
Oh, see, you got me on it.
Actually, you know what? Scratch that. Jenny Lewis. She's the lead singer from Rattle Kylie. If I'm going to do a band.
Okay. I can dig that.
Jenny Lewis.
Okay, well, my number one, one of my number ones is, and you're going to probably laugh when I tell you this, but I've always had a thing for Juliette Lewis.
Who is that?
She was in California with she was like Brad Pitt's girlfriend in it. And she was in Cape Fear, the remake, The Daughter. And she's got a band called Juliette Lewis and the Licks. Yeah, she's pretty. I like that.
Well, now who's this, Juliette Lewis?
Yeah. You'll know her as soon as you see her, yeah. There, Juliette Lewis, I've always had a thing for her. Even though she seemed like she got a little Down syndrome or something like that. But Juliette Lewis.
Her?
Oh, yeah.
Do I know her?
Hmm?
Oh, she's in Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's got a band. Okay.
Juliette Lewis and the Licks or something like that?
Yep. Oh.
She is hot. I always thought she was hot. I've always had a thing for Juliette Lewis.
Oh, fair enough.
She seemed like she's a little slow, though. She always gives me... So I probably have a good chance.
You can just pull one over on her like that.
I talked to her. I was like, yeah, this is how you play. Shake hands where I come from.
Fair. Yeah, I'm sure she'd go for that.
Yeah. She's hot, though.
All right, and to round out the list,
Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper? No.
50-year-old?
No.
Snatch.
Well, let's just keep it. Let's just keep it predictable. Let's just Heidi Klum.
Okay, I can see that. Ain't that Seal's woman?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
And if Seal got a chance, that dude's face is fucked.
No, no, that make you think what his dick must look like, man. It's like shit.
Ugh. Ooh. Heidi Klum looking good. She had like two kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. True that. True that.
Still looking good.
Okay, now if there was one woman over 50, you had to put on your list. You absolutely had to put one woman over 50 on
one
your list.
One woman over 50?
Who would it be?
Who's over 50?
Susan Sarandon. Shit. All them old bitches, man.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore? She's over 50. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's
she's pretty pick. Hot.
That's a good pick right there. That's a good pick. She's
hot. Over 50.
I would do... what's that girl's name?
Oh, Michelle Demi Pfeiffer. Moore. Demi Moore.
She got to be like 80. She's still hot.
Demi Moore is pretty hot for. I don't. She got to be maybe no. Yeah. No. Man. Maybe nobody really. Ashton Kutcher, man, he cashing in.
He got to be doing something, man. Because that's. I mean, granted, it would be all kind of cool to hook up with Demi, but you got to think what the numbers are, man. You like 25. She 55.
Well, yeah, and she just you know she was with Bruce old Willis. As hell. So, you know, you got to deal with that.
Old as hell. Y'all look at the kid, you know, look at the family portrait. You look like a son. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, see, I'd just be had to hook her up with
she is the people. OG cougar, isn't she? She's super cougar.
She started all that shit, yeah. She started is the cougar. I mean, it was around, but she really started. Everybody
yeah.
Got all these 50-year-old women out here dressing like they 20 now.
Yep. She's the female Hugh buck. Hefner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he ain't fucking them girls, man. Come on. The fuck, 80 years old, you think he's still fucking?
Viagra, man.
And 80 years old, you think his weak-ass heart can take some Viagra and beta blockers and blood thinner?
I'm just saying, man.
The fuck one of them girls. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You don't think so?
He posing. Motherfuckers out by 5:30, sleep. Shit, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we going to a party at the Playboy Mansion. There's half just asleep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's why they don't show you that shit from the outside. They show the party from the inside because it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Motherfucker shaking his ass, falling out by 6. Shit. He ain't fucking nobody at 80. Get the fuck out of here, man. I wish I was still fucking at 80.
Maybe. He could be.
No, no, no. I'm done.
No. No.
60 and I'm done. Got all the pussy I'm going to get by 60. I'm done. Shit, I'm going
oh,
out.
Oh, gosh.
Sit out in front of the car like they used to do when in front of the neighborhood on a fucking car porch talking shit to little kids with a beer on and a fucking white beater. Telling kids,
you going to be that old man?
I'm going to be that dude. That get the fuck off my leg grass, goddammit.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Talking about the glory days?
Yeah.
When I was your age, I used to listen to this and this and this.
Yep. So when I was your age, boy, I fucked 2 girls at the same time, 1 dick, and got in both of them.
Balls but kids, in one. But kids by that age, man, they'll be having sex in like preschool.
Yeah, by then, they probably wouldn't have no real sex. They probably have some digitized shit.
Yeah. The way like popular culture is moving and stuff like that.
I wish they did have some fucking Demolition Man sex shit. You know what I mean? You put some shit on your head and just have sex without touching. I would love it.
No work involved.
I'm telling you, man. Shit, girls don't understand how fucking hard that is, man. How what kind of work you put in.
But it probably isn't that far off. I mean, they know a lot about the brain. They can just stimulate. Oh, you're having sex? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're having sex? Oh, yeah.
Do something, man. Hell, put some like...
you riding a bike?
Electrodes
on
your
balls. Oh, you riding a bike? Oh, look at you. Well, you flying a plane. Look at you. You're flying a plane.
Flying a plane and getting ahead. That's your fantasy?
You can do whatever you want. I'm sure we're not that far off of that technology.
Well, no. I'm sure they have it. I think they had something like that for space. For astronauts. And shit like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of shit like they give it to them up in space. Because, I mean, they get lonely. You're up there for like 6 months.
Yeah. And you can't like female, work out. And you can't like do
things. One female crew. You got one girl up there. Nobody around to tell you no. No police. Shit. Some bad shit probably happened up there.
Oh, man. Space rape.
I know. Space rape. Dudes getting fucked in the ass up there. Prison style. Shit. I'm sure they got some shit to put on their balls and, you know, give them some release. Think about that. Trapped in a little ass box.
This is true. This is true.
Pop no porno tape in because motherfuckers be.
There ain't even right a TV
in the bunk bed.
You just floating around. Just floating around.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, hell, they have to do something. They had to get released somehow. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's if you don't get released, that's when people go crazy and start killing people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Utah, man. I see a lot of people that don't touch each other sexually until they're like, you know, 18. They get married and boom, kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
Motherfucker happy.
That's how that happens,
years.
Huh?
Making up for years of not fucking.
Yep.
Fuck that.
My it's kid, like crazy.
My kid, 10 months, he already stroking his meat. He already stroking. He don't know what he's doing yet, but he's doing it. He in the bathroom taking a bath, man. And he got a good grip on it. Like, no.
Not that's yet. Not. You don't have to do that.
Not yet.
You
not
don't
yet.
Have to do that.
Trust me, there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah. You seen a Hangover?
Yeah.
I love that Zach Galifianakis when he's just with the little baby.
With his little hand.
Look it.
That was pretty funny.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, so we got a top five. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. Something relevant. Something we should be talking about.
Okay, well.
Healthcare bill passed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I actually don't know the specs on it, so let's just skip over that. Because I haven't done my homework yet, so.
Well, the thing is, the healthcare thing is cool, but it's not just the healthcare thing I'm thinking about. It's like the Tea Party movement that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, I haven't been following that either.
Dude, the day they were passing the bill, man, black, you know, governors, not governors, but senators and congressmen walking up into the White House and shit to go do their business. Excuse me. And they calling black people niggas, calling Bernie Sanders a faggot and all this other shit.
Who?
Those Tea Party motherfuckers, man.
Tea Party.
Yeah.
What's that reference? Oh, just...
That's what they call their move, the party, Tea Movement Party. So all the people, yeah, that's how gay that shit is. The day they launched, they went through tea bags in the fucking Boston Harbor or whatever.
And what's their agenda? What are they pushing? No blacks in Congress?
Yeah, blacks making laws for us white people, basically.
Really?
That's basically what that shit is, man.
Man.
I mean, they can say whatever they want because the Republicans were in office fucking not raising taxes, but spending like crazy. You know, out of control. But as soon as the black man get in the office, now they worried about spending. The fuck out of here, man.
Well, yeah.
That's a racist movement if I ever seen one.
Well, yeah.
So anybody out there listening to this and you're in the Tea Party movement, whatever, I hate to tell you, but you're in the racist movement. You don't know it. Hopefully you figure it out, but it is a racist movement.
It sounds pretty apparent to me. Again, I don't have all the deets, but...
Just watch a little TV when they show you some of these people, man. Some of the shit that they be saying, man. That's some racist shit.
Well, racism is still alive, man. Full blown.
No doubt. Just when you thought it was safe, you know, they got this party movement going on. This shit is crazy.
Well, if we're taking a slightly serious turn, what about reverse racism?
Reverse racism?
That's what I call it, too. When I used to work at a shoe store, right? And I'll never forget this one. I had this one interaction with a guy. He came in for some shoes, and I was the stock manager, so like I know what's in the back,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have a lot in the back. But he's asking me for some shoes. You know, he's trying them on. He needs a bigger size. And he's like, "You got a 12 in the back?" And I was like, "No, we don't have the shoe in the back." You know, and he looked me blank in the face. He's like, "You're not gonna check because I'm black?" And I was like,
"No, I didn't.
Sir, don't confuse this. We just don't have this shoe in the back." And it got, like, kind of heated, and he was, like, getting mad at me. So I took him to the back. I physically took him into the back room, breaking company policy, and showed him where our back stock of shoes was and saw that there wasn't. And he apologized, but it's just, like, unprovoked, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, that shit is ridiculous. What am I supposed to do to that? Like, no matter what I say, he's not going to believe me, so.
That shit happened. That's unfortunate, man. Cause, like, me personally and anybody black like that's listening to this, don't act a fool like when you think you're being confronted with some racist shit like that. Just take your money somewhere else.
Yeah, there's plenty of options.
That's all it is to it. I mean, hey, if you need to, go to the manager, talk about it in a calmly fashion, write a letter, write the corporate office if you need to, but don't spend your money.
If it is honestly to that level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else. Say, okay. And if you think it's racism, whatever, just don't. And if it is, they ain't getting your money. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's no need to act like that anymore.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I was like, I never experienced that before in my life, you know?
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time, man. I mean, I met in my youth before I got some wisdom, I was like that. But, you know, sometimes you got to grow up and, like, can't, you know, living by them rules. Because, I mean, if you act up, if you act the ass claiming racism, then you're only proving them right. The niggas can't act right when they get in public. So, you know what I mean? Don't prove a motherfucker right. Just go on about your business. I mean, if you want to act niggerish, then punch him in the face and go on and run out. Don't act a fool, shit. And cause a scene and shit. Just punch his ass when nobody's looking. Make your way to the car. You won. Oh, shit. He's on the ground trying to figure out what happened. You know what I mean? No Jamie Foxx.
No. I'm sorry.
All right. So, I don't know. Let's wrap this up. So what else can we talk about real quick? Anything you want to announce about the crew?
Yeah, we got Tone Crusher working on his disc. We're getting close. Big Bombs of Love. Getting real close. So that's coming up. I'm working on solo project. About to get going with Synthesis too. So a couple things on the way. TQD is talking about getting on the grind again. Another solo album. Kind of a big one for him. Stats grinding. So we got stuff coming. First date's out there. Get first date. Get Frugless. Get Everybody Does This.
All that shit. We got
backgroundnoisecrew.com.
Backgroundnoisecrew.com. If you want to hit anybody up, hit us up at backgroundnoisecrew@gmail.com or tonecrushersmith@gmail.com or fingers, phingaz@gmail.com. So, until then, peace.
Peace.